Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome, everyone, to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. My name is Cassandra Jobe, the presenter of today's broadcast, which our host and speaker for today is Philip Spinga Adjustafe. Today's discussion is the power of the name. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless his ministry. Thank you.
We thank God one more time today for this opportunity to briefly have a discussion on the power of the name. The power of the name. Before anything else, I would like to briefly give us the illustration what the dictionary say about the power. Power is defined by the ability or capacity to perform or act effectively. The ability or capacity to perform or act effectively. Power could be termed in form of force exerted or capable of being exerted. Today, what we just want to examine is basically the power of the name. I'm not talking about power of a name. Then I will differentiate between a name as a title or names that describe in terms of description, what to do. By the dictionary, name could be defined as a word or combination of words by which a person, place, or thing, a body, or class, or any object of thought is designated, called, or known. That is, when we take a name, or we take name as a noun, we define it by dictionary as could be word or combination of words by which a person, place, or thing, or a body, that is, or class, or any object of thought is designated, called, or known. It is important to give name as a title. And it is title, within the title, we can just try to find out the function of that name. Then we want to go briefly to the origin of the name. Without no apology, I believe God created heaven and earth. And the name of God by himself is referred to human beings by him. The Bible says in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. And what God created, everything, he commanded them and brought them out of the ground. That is according to the Bible, Genesis 2. But when it comes to make man, God created man by his revelation. He said he created man on his own image. I'm not going to debate how God looks like, but we can try to visualize within the creative power of God and try to relate how powerful that God it can be. To continue, because what I want to let us know about the power of the name, so that when we know the power of the name, we will be able to know how to relate to that name. The Bible said, when God created Adam, he brought everything that he has created to Adam to give them name. The power of the name. Don't forget. The name is so important in every human being life. And because of perfection of the man at that time, the Bible said, whatever the name Adam gave to all those creatures, and that is what they were called until today. So to make it clear, what Adam called the animals were more than titles. Title is part of a name, it's not the name. But what Adam was trying to give to all these things brought to him were terms that describe that creature accurately. And let me say it. The name that Adam gave to all these animals, like a goat, cat, lion, are more than titles. They were terms that described the animal accurately. Now, the power of the name. The name is so important that without that no name, it will be difficult to know the terms. For instance, anywhere you hear the Mr. President, it's a title, but that is a name. And when you hear Mr. President or the President as a title has a terms that describe the function of the president. It could be the president of his union. It could be the president of a nation. But without president, somebody can just come like a name that is synonym or that is the same carrier with the president of an organization. A name is being given, such as when a child was born, but that is a title. But when you come to the president, you bear titles as well combine the terms, which is the power. And that is what I'm trying to explain. As I'm just going gradually, I will take us to the point to be able to know the ultimate power name, which is the name of the Lord. The power of the name must be discovered. But it ignorance of discovering the power of the name do not make that name powerless. I repeat, the power of the name must be discovered. Ignorance about that power of that name does not make that the name powerless. But the power of the name could be comparable, because as you know, power goes with power. For instance, when a baby is born, we know that a baby is a name. And when he was born, there is a power that associated with that embryo. And when it was delivered by his mother, we know this is a human being. But there must be a title to differentiate him among his peer. And therefore, we give a name to the baby. And that name can be called whatever, whatever. I want to talk briefly now about nature and invention. God created man in his own image. He created man, spirit being, journey in the flesh. According to the Bible says God is spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit. Period. And that God created another angelic beings. Though there are a lot of fantasies about angelic beings this day, I'm not talking about that. What I'm trying to let us just find out is about the power of the name, including his host, angelic being of God, and Satan. Satan is a spirit too. No one see the spirit. You can have a dream, or God can reveal an angel to us, but it is what we see. What he reveals is what we see. I'm going to talk about this power now. God created some power or forces that sustain everything he created, the cosmos. This power, according to human mind, that give these forces name, describe the terms accurately of this nature. For instance, force of gravity. Gravity is a name. Gravity is force. Gravity means there is power in the gravity. It's a nature. For instance, we look up into the sky. Man recognizes something and they call it the moon. Though, when I'm speaking English, that's why I'm trying to differentiate from name, a name, or the name. I'm trying to talk about the power of the name. I'm not talking about a name, because if you trying to think about title, we might have misconception of what we are trying to say, because in English language, what we call president in another language might not be the president. But when you look to the terms, you will be able to find out that the term for the president, even there is language differentiation, the term, the function of a president, either for the union, or either for a nation, whether for the club, describe that organization accurately. And that is the power. Gravity is a nature. It's natural. Gravity can never be killed by anything. You cannot kill it. But as powerful as gravity is, that is the power of the gravity. God, in his own infinite, created man in his own image, in a serious thinking and a complexity of the mind. Mind of man can even invent another power and giving that power another name called aerodynamic. Aerodynamic is another forces. That's right, we are talking about power of the name. Aerodynamic and force of gravity as a natural. But because man is created in God's image, man in the image of God, created to live on Earth, planet Earth, were able to even invent it, another forces to overcome the force of gravity. Power of the name. But to overcome this force of gravity, there must be a discovery of a name or the name. That name must be discovered and have a term that is more powerful than the gravity. That name that is discovered, which is aerodynamic, cannot kill gravity as a nature, but it can displace gravity to acquire or to achieve its purpose. But the problem is that because this aerodynamic is discovered, it must constantly be maintained, because if not, gravity will not be happy with this aerodynamic. I use this illustration to make it clear, then I will leave that one. When we like to travel by here, we have to board a plane. It is faster, and plane has to fly. And what we know is that nothing goes up, everything that goes up must come down. What makes it come down is natural forces called gravity. But plane has to fly, and if plane must fly, he has to be able to displace this gravity and maintain its own way to where he is going. Therefore, there must be another force, aerodynamic, which is being discovered by man created in God's image. And it is these forces that displace the gravity, and that is why we can see aeroplane keep on moving. Gravity does not die. It is a conflict of interest. But the most powerful power subdue another less power. But because this is natural, if there is any human error in the gravity, then we will know that gravity is so powerful. let me repeat, if there is no any human error in aerodynamic. That is why the true law that anything goes up must come down. Gravity will take over. What am I saying about the power of the name? The power of the name. I will use animal illustration too. Lion is an animal. It's a title. Lion in English language describes lion, the terms of lion accurately. Lion in English language is more than titles. In another language, in another country, lion could be another name, but when they mention that, whatever they call lion, the lion in English language, even if they call it another name, another thing different in languages in Asia, when you see lion here, and what they call lion in Asia, in Africa, you'll be able to agree that this is a lion. That is the power, because that power must be discovered. You cannot compare the power, the name, or the power of deer with lion. I will keep on moving. Now it comes up to, as we are describing, man, animal, nature. Now the origin of the name. We talk about the spirit. No one sees spirit. God is spirit. And therefore, if you want to know this power that's associated with the name, it has to be discovered. The Bible says in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. God is a name and a title for God. And as you go in another, you will find that God was revealing himself to Moses and said, I am the Lord. That is another name. When you read, because I'm trying to jump because of our time, but I want us to just be able to make a link about what I'm trying to say, the power of the name. When you discover the power of the name, then you will be able to make a choice how you can relate to that name. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, 18:10, the name of the Lord. It is said the name of God, Yahweh, in Hebrew or in English. I'm not going to theology. I'm just trying to let us compare. In English languages, when we talk about Lord, just like the definition I just give about name, that is a combination of words by which thoughts is designated. Lord, even in the law, in the court of law, Lord means the owner of certain things. The Most High, that means the possessor of everything. Therefore, when you see the Lord as a owner, even in a natural phenomenon, a founder of a business is the owner of his business. His name could be Mr. A. But when Mr. A shows up into his business and hire a lot of people, Mr. A can decide to close his business and nobody can challenge him. He can promote somebody and that you might not be able to challenge him. Why? Because A as Lord of that business is more than ordinary titles, but accurately describe the terms of Mr. A. What am I saying about this power? When we go into esotericism, sometimes we might be wonder why people say something and it come to pass. Why some people will be able to, when you install your house and you wire your house with electricity, what you just need in time of when darkness comes is just go to your switch, either to push it up or push it down, and the light will come. Because there is a power that is associated and has been discovered in electrical generator. But if there is a short circuiting or there is a problem in that, the origin of generator, no matter what you do to your electric switch in your house, there won't be light. Until a skillful man that is able to discover what's wrong with that generator can fix it. It's not a generator, but generator is a name, and there's a power in that generator that supplies the light. So what am I trying to tell us now? We have to diligently go in search of the name of the Lord, because there is a power in that name. And when you get that discovery and appropriately relate it to what we are going through, just like I used the force of gravity, I used the animal sciences, and I use natural phenomena, but we can see as God's image, human being, we have the ability, because when we can discover the power in the name of the Lord, we are bound to be an overcomer. I know there's no more time in this broadcast, but I pray as we go on in this broadcast year by year, and as an expert, we repeat all this topic, we will be able to get into in-depth of what we are trying to communicate out, the power of the name. The Bible said, because I know his name, I call his name, and he deliver me out of my trouble. Psalm 91. There is power in the name. But the ultimate power is in the name of the Lord. And this, the name of God, has to be discovered. And when you discover that power, that name, we are able to have the ability to do and to be able to catapult to our destiny. Thank you for listening to this broadcast. And I pray, may the Lord bless you. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. Please be sure to tune in on June 24th for another broadcast entitled The Power of the Word at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. May God bless you. Thank you.